What's up? It's the Brain Fox Podcast. We're on part two of the Brian Paris episode.
Yo, yo, bringing it at you twice.
We slice this in half. We put it on a sandwich. We cover it with grease oil.
I'm Ed Rand.
This is Brett Johnson.
Who we got?
Who else we got?
I thought you were going to introduce yourself.
Yo, I already did.
She's our hype woman.
That's Audrey.
It's Audrey, bitch.
Boy.
These intros are the weirdest ones we've ever had.
I like it a lot. Yes. We have our guest as well.
I'm the guest.
In the intro.
Yep.
And the episode, which is crazy. Yeah,
we worked that out well.
It has to do with time travel.
This is part two.
Part two.
Yo, we got part two.
Coming your way.
So if you missed part one, go back and listen to last week's episode.
Because we talked about hammer pants in the last episode. You don't want to miss out on that. But still,
we already know that.
We go even deeper into that era, folks. We're talking basketball. We're talking Brian does S-H-I-T-U ain't even know he was capable of.
Okay. We also talk a lot about downhill.
For
the definition, if you've ever been confused about what downhill means, you will be more confused.
And most likely, you never thought about it. But so we aim to confuse,
yes.
I think.
And
confusing
succeed.
You.
Tagline.
With a Z.
We confuse. Aim to confuse. Confuse you with a Z. Part two of the Brian Paris episode. Our first set, I mean. Coming your way right now. I took movie jump off. Because you mentioned you had separate friend and family dates.
Yeah.
So was your family?
Dates? No, dates. Parties.
Whatever.
Remember when you went on dates with your family?
And then you went on dates with your friends.
Whatever you called them at that age. Dates, hookups, dump dumps.
Front dumps.
Friend, front.
Front dumps. Dump dumps. Friend, help me, front dump.
Front dump is family or friend.
Family friendly.
So that's the front dump?
That's front dump.
Is your family nose, party. You can pick your... What is that?
Oh, God. My dad says that all the time.
I know. But you can...
You can pick your nose. You can pick your friends. But you can't pick your friend's nose.
But you can pick your friend's front dump.
Were those parties the same day for you at 10?
No.
Family first.
No. You never had family parties?
I mean, not really. Maybe?
See, for me, the family party...
Like a sleepover.
It's like extended family. Like your cousins and stuff.
Yeah, right, right.
Right.
Yeah, but it's on, like, lockdown. Like, my mom was like... Family party on the day. Like, it's like...
Oh, it was always
so now,
day of?
Yeah, so even now when it's like my birthday and I want to have some friends over, and obviously my mom's like in another state, so it was like, it's just not, she's not going to be here for my birthday, and I'm like, but can I invite people over? Is that okay? It's the day of.
Right.
Like, maybe I should wait.
Sounds psychological.
Oh, that's
lockdown.
Where I'm at now. Now,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Family party is day of, and it's dinner, and it's board games after dinner. And
hey, it's your birthday. We're going to choose what you're going to do.
It's true. That's what happens.
Yeah, my mom would invite the people for the family party. So it wasn't always just family. It was like her friends.
Her buddies.
Like, show off her son
buddies.
Aging another year.
Come over for
Look
my son's birthday.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Look at this one.
You thought he wouldn't make it.
I didn't think I could.
Look at those hammer pants. I picked them out.
He loves those pants. This is the best day of his life. He's going to talk about this 15 years later and say those are
he's
his.
Someday he's going to be on a podcast and he's going to tell people that he got these
This
pants.
Is going to be archived.
I bet you guys don't even know what a podcast is yet, but my son will be on one.
Sure, you haven't heard of it, but still. What can you remind me again what the special quality of hammer pants are?
Billowy.
Drop crotch.
Yeah.
Billowy. I had a pair, which is the so middle child of me, that weren't mine. They were my sister's, but I will call them my pair because I wore them whenever I wanted.
However I wanted.
And so they're drop crotch in the middle. They were black, kind of like a jersey fabric. And then the thighs also had billowiness
extra
to it
fabric,
on the outside.
Yes. Yeah. Pouch.
And
like a squirrel
they had
with
a little,
nuts
in its mouth. No. This is going to blow your mind because I wish I had them because I would so wear them. So you could take the outside fabric, the extra fabric on the thighs, and clip them with a little clasp. So it was like a little fold over, like skort in the front.
Yeah.
They were
I didn't do
to
a skort at all.
Die for.
Protect your front dump.
Die for.
I just want to put this
These
out
pants
there.
Were
I never
everything.
Did that.
So you could wear them loose and hangy, so it would be like fabric, drop crotch fabric, and
Very
on the sides.
Cool.
Or you
wear
could
loose
like,
and hangy was the big single, I think.
By MC Hammer Pants.
They were magic.
Was it wear them loose and hangy?
Yeah, by MC Hammer Pants. I like. I mean, that might exist.
Hamper pants for kids.
I love the ones that were like kind of like sports patterns.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then they would have like the you know like Raiders. like insignia on them. So there was ones that were like colors that were sports colors.
They're like progenitors of the PJ pants.
Yes.
You know, because at that time it was either sweatpants or like actual pajama bottoms.
Right.
You know, like that had a matching top.
What is up with the pajama thing? I just like, my mom continually buys me pajamas.
Yes.
Like, people do that.
I get PJ pants. I'm like, Mom, every holiday.
Everybody wears the same thing in modern life to bed. Period. And she's like, for our wedding, she was like, do you want me to get you some nice pajamas? And I'm like, no!
And I'm like, hell yeah!
Like ones that have buttons on them, you know, and the and like the piping matches.
Yeah.
That I just don't. I'm like, no. That's
not
going to happen.
I only would want pajama stuff to be worn during the day. Gosling style. Pajama shirt.
That's Prada, though.
Like a baseball jersey.
And Gucci.
Actually, a teacher called home once when I was a freshman in high school and told my mom that she was concerned about me because I was wearing pajamas to school because I had worn a pajama shirt.
Yeah.
And I had just been dumped. I had been dumped.
Not front dumped.
I was going to say no more front dumps.
No. It was a promise of no more front dumps.
Dumped.
That's depressed you.
And so I wore, and so she was legitimately concerned.
So you were a little depressed?
I was a little depressed.
So your teacher wasn't entirely
offline.
And I
hadn't told my mom about it, and she was like, is it because Karen dumped you? And I was like, how do you know that?
Because I wore PJs to school.
And your pajama shirt just flapped as you moved. So
popped a button, and there was only two left.
It was loose and hangy, and angry as it angrily flopped around. How did you know that? I wore PJs to school in high school, but I did like the full outfit because I was really,
like,
I was really crazy.
He's so other.
I know exactly. Oh, he's on yearbook staff. How crazy is he?
Oh God!
But it's really because you saw someone else wearing pajamas to school, and you're like, damn. That's funny.
Probably.
And I'm jealous I shouldn't have that idea.
Oh, maybe at another institution of some kind. And I was like, I'm going to bring that to my new school in Kenya.
I'm bringing PJ back. Well, I'm bringing it for the first time so that someone later can bring it back. And I can be like, I did that.
I did that first back.
PJ's back. They have like Spirit Week, you know, before like a big football game.
Yep.
And every day of the week is like something different they do. I feel like I've
talked
about this before.
Day.
But the pajama day was like the day. It was like Halloween for girls where you could just wear like the sluttiest shorts and like a big sweatshirt that like was longer than the shorts, so, and like slippers and stuff.
Just because it was like, do whatever you feel like?
It was pajama day.
Well, that's
okay.
But all I wanted to do was
wear
my collection of pajamas that I had accumulated from birthdays from my mother, who I can now stand up to. And they wouldn't let me wear pajamas. They thought that it wasn't moral.
They put the kibosh on actual pajamas?
My parents did on me.
Oh,
so
okay.
I could do every other day of Spirit Week, but I was not allowed to
do
it.
Oh, they also wouldn't let you do the short.
No, she could do that.
And sweatshirt over it?
No. Well, that's essentially
really
what they knew I wanted to wear.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said you wanted to wear actual pajamas.
Oh, see, yeah.
No,
anything.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted, I was seriously like, I'll do whatever. I think this is like the coziest, most awesome thing in the world.
Yeah. Would they
they were like, you cannot wear your sleeping clothes to school.
Would they
it's
be like, would they like scan you before you leave home?
Oh,
was
yeah.
it always like a check-in at the door before you left? Like, let's see
oh,
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I see that silk collar popping out.
They were like, hammer pants.
Are you wearing
fine.
Pajamas underneath there?
Hammer pants, fine.
Hammer
like,
pants,
well-made, right. lined, buttoned down, and trimmed sleeping wear. And that is not, it's not
sleepwear.
Right. It's not right.
It's from your
it's
birthday,
good.
Damn it.
I know.
I can see that
you
argument.
You gave it to me. No, so I've always had
to We
this
give
day,
it to you, but we don't approve of you wearing it.
I have
it.
Always Why? Had a heart dump when I see.
Now emotional.
When I
There's
see
now emotional
any look. Any look on a female that's short shorts and like a long, big top. I'm always like, she looks adorable. Come on.
See, but I feel like I had, I don't know if it's different, but I feel like I had nightmares about going to school in a shirt that looked longer than the pants I was wearing because it assumed that you were pantsless.
Right.
So it's like the times that you did wear PJs to school, I felt like, I don't know, I felt kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But that's.
Because
it's
you
so
you
thin
because you were feared
and rubby, you know, like I don't know, like the wind catches it.
I never did it.
The way that clothes it doesn't do that, you know.
Yeah.
the wind catches it. Were you afraid of it wind blowing too hard?
Well, I mean, think about
and showing shapes.
Like when you're in middle school and you're the most paranoid about all this thing anyway, and like a bumpy bus ride would cause you to like walk with your backpack in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
Just to continue the feeling.
And pajamas, it's like there's
there's no weight of enough fabric.
Right.
Like
right.
This
it's
happens.
Like similar to sweatpants.
Right. There was one time I don't know how this is possible, but like I had this like crazy color pattern shorts, but I also had the same exact pattern. And this is not like – it's not like houndstooth. It's not like something that is a thing. It's like just crazy neon 90s clothes.
Yeah.
One was a pair of shorts and the other was a pair of boxers. The only difference was that the shorts obviously had no like open fly and they had like a black rim around the bottom. And I had brought them for gym class, but I had brought the boxers.
No!
Hadn't noticed.
Instead of the shorts.
Yeah, and I like knew it was going to happen. Shorts. I was like, as soon as I realized that they were both the same, though they're in different parts of the closet, I was like, there's going to be a time.
you foresaw it.
And I like literally – like
that seems like such an impossible mistake to make when you're so concerned about
– Still, I don't think – I can totally see it be happening.
I'm with you.
But maybe so I didn't do
100% in dog ears right now.
I don't know. I only remember the moment of realization, sort of being on the sidewalk and realizing
sure wasn't
that
a
there
dream
was a draft.
Or something?
I don't know. I think it's real. No, the dream.
So you were wearing the box. You put the boxes on.
I did.
Thinking they were
and
shorts.
Like kind of like walked out and was like.
Because you don't have anything else to wear.
Right.
And you
Wait,
like made
did
your
you know there were boxers?
No, I didn't. I did not know until I put them on. This does seem more and more improbable.
It really does.
And then you, in this story. Did you get all the way to school or did you leave the house and you're like, oh my God, you went
No,
back.
We brought it for gym.
No, I brought it for gym. So it wasn't – and it was so excited to put on shorts at school because we weren't allowed to wear shorts.
Okay.
What?
So
– I wasn't – for part of the year I wasn't as well.
What oh, really?
What?
No, we could on – when it got warm, you sometimes they would do t-shirt and short day, but it would have to be a Christian t-shirt. So that sort of reveals what school I went to.
God used nails.
Kind of. Yeah. Simply well, no, you have to, and it had to be a branded Christian T-shirt, like something from a company that made it, because we had
you had to support the consumerist capitalist,
right?
Because Christian
we had a real, wait, you couldn't have worn just like a blank T-shirt.
No, we had a real roustabout that had a white T-shirt, and he wrote Jesus in a with a Sharpie on the shirt, and he got sent home. He got in trouble. I don't know if he got sent home, but he got in trouble. Detention, probably pink slip.
White shirt wasn't that wouldn't fly. That wouldn't fly at our school.
Yeah, no,
because it's like that's an undershirt. Come on. It's not a real shirt.
It's an undershirt.
That might make people think you wear clothes underneath other clothes that are clothes.
Oh my gosh. I see my mom being like, oh, he wrote Jesus in a Sharpie. God bless him. You know, like she would be like, he's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm. But then.
But I wouldn't be able to wear like a white T-shirt with a Sharpie on it.
Right,
she'd be like, you wrote on that.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Rebel.
Yeah, right.
That's don't take that name in
That's
vain.
That's good clothing you just ruined.
Mm-hmm.
With this other kid that would wear a Ben Folds 5 T-shirt. And obviously no one at the school knew who, or none of the administration knew who Ben Folds 5 was. And it was the second record, Whatever and Ever.
Amen.
So that's in there. And I'm like, that's
so
one of the most.
He got away with it.
Right.
That's so.
That's sneaky.
Yeah. That's versatile.
We had days. We had, I think it was like, not casual. It was like screen print. It was like one day, Friday.
Screen print day.
You could wear things with screen print on them.
Like 15-year-olds are like, screen print. Yeah,
well,
cool.
Well, that's like really specific.
Yeah.
Know.
Well,
that's
then,
so weird.
I wonder if that's
versus
why
they're like, that's a decal.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's Sharpie.
Button up, polo. I feel like that's maybe why I was so into like this whatever screen print shirt I had was really important to me, that like it was a good one, you know.
That's
it was like the right guy from The Simpsons,
so
or something
specific.
Well, they're trying to get rid of the people writing Jesus with a Sharpie on their T-shirts.
Yeah,
I think like no, it has to be screen print.
I think I had one that had a logo and it wasn't screen print, and I like came into school with it and it worked.
And you put your arms out, like, in the shape of a cross, just wearing it.
Like, I think it's a Christian T-shirt. I can't tell. It kind of looks like it's a cross wearing a shirt.
I don't know.
I also went to a Christian school in middle school. We didn't have anything like that.
Dress code?
We did have a dress code.
Yeah.
But every now and then they do a fundraiser where you could bring in a buck and wear whatever you want, as long as it wasn't offensive.
Genius.
So, yeah, it is genius.
Oh, my gosh.
Same sounds thing. Like a strip club.
I love it.
That's my in for a strip club.
Yeah.
You can put this on if you
so, like,
can.
So, like, you could wear
bring
a T-shirt.
Bring your big jacket, baby.
Or sometimes they would do, like, if there was a big, like, playoff game coming up, you could wear a Patriot shirt for a buck.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Same thing.
You buy the t-shirt from the industry.
Yeah.
You like, you give us exchange funds.
Yeah.
It's like freaking like
indulgences.
Exactly. People, yeah. I'm like, I'm about to nail something to that church school door.
Yeah.
For you two that went to school with dress codes.
Your cat from underneath the porch, I'm about to nail to that door.
He wouldn't, he'd just fall right through. I'd try and chunk.
I'd find the biggest chunk with a ear or something.
All right, Audrey has a question about dress code.
For you two that had like a strict dress code, like after hours.
Wait, I did have a dress code.
Shut up.
Three of you.
Okay.
After hours, did people really like go like 180, you know? Like being like, we're out of school, I'm gonna wear my cat suit. BP call out there to cat suit. Did that happen or did people tend to wear more conservative outside clothes because they were used to being seen conservatively at school?
These are the years when I didn't have any friends, so I didn't see I didn't see any of them outside of school.
It's like I just wore my screen print at home. Would have
thought it made a difference. Not majorly, but noticeably. And even that little difference was still like, ooh, like she's like wearing like,
so
a,
even the
like,
littlest
a jean, like a
chains,
jean skirt. Like, yeah. Ooh, she's like, whoa, careful.
And those hoop earrings are bigger than a quarter. That's, you know, that was like,
oh,
you couldn't do that.
Gosh.
I couldn't. Oh, I haven't heard the quarter thing.
Yeah.
I've heard another characterization of the hoop and the appropriateness of size.
He told me this. I'd never heard this.
Wait, this was in your school's dress code?
No. No. This is street. This is street parlance.
Okay, now I think I can guess it.
So if it's, you know, a bit coarse, if it can fit through it,
yep.
She'll
do it.
Blanket.
She'll
front dump it.
That's verbatim what was in our dress code.
It was the last slide of the life and conduct statement.
Life in condom statement.
I thought you said life in context statement. I'm like, that's pretty accurate.
Life in context.
Just in context of you being here in your life, this is what you need to do.
So for me, yeah, like minor, people wouldn't go crazy.
Yeah.
Otherwise. But again, the little difference was still like, oh, whoa.
I just wanted to unbutton my shirt. And there was like the grunge phase, which I, in like 10-ish years, like translated as you wear a flannel shirt with a t-shirt under it.
Right.
Correct.
With it open. And that's like all I wanted to do ever. I wanted to wear a hat constantly.
Yeah.
And just wear my Phoenix Suns t-shirt under this old flannel. That was like my dad's when he was
and
like,
you were like, this will work. This will work so well.
The cue.
And they would get it. They would get every time.
And you couldn't because you had to have it buttoned up?
Yeah, buttoned up and tucked in.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to do the tuck.
I mean,
I feel like no wonder you have such a good body for, like, formal wear because you, like, were raised on, like,
I never
buttoned
wear
up,
it, though.
Tucked in, you know?
Right. And we could wear jeans.
Because it's the modern age.
I know. We could wear jeans
as long as
Wednesday.
They weren't blue. No, we could wear jeans as long as they weren't blue.
Wait, really?
Same.
Yeah.
That is just – that is – that is – throw my microphone on the floor. That's just mean. That's the snake eating itself. Come on. Blue jeans. That's what they are. They're blue. That's
jeans.
Why they were made.
You can wear black
in Spanish,
jeans.
It's Los Blue Jeans. Or at least that's what the 1970s textbook that we had. We took Spanish.
It's like, which you'd need to know if you went to Spain, where they speak Spanish.
Los Blue Jeans, por favor.
Cool. I'm just trying to compare it to something and being like...
No, exactly. Like, black jeans, totally fine.
Yep.
Nobody had white jeans, so basically just black jeans.
They did. There was like elementary school.
Oh, sure. But little kids were very hip.
Yeah, right. And he was a kid that wet himself all the time. Horrible.
Were you friends with him or did you shun him?
I was passive in my shunning. There was no active shunning. And I would still hang out.
I only shun my friends.
What?
You only shun your
Yeah,
friends.
I never bullied.
You never had an active
strangers.
Enemy?
Yeah, I was like, that's not my thing. Yeah. But like girls are just mean to each other. Yeah. So I was at a stand-up show last week and this girl stand-up who I'd never seen before who was incredible. I just
her
was like
her crowd work was really good.
She was so good. And at the end of her set, she
New
was
Hampshire.
Talking about
she's from here.
Bullying and she was like she's like, all right, who in here got made fun of in school? And I'm like...
And she was like, everybody, of course. But she's like, did anybody...
Okay, so I raise my hand because I figure everybody's going to raise their hand because this girl is, like, killing it. And she's being honest. And she had done so much, like, one-on-one stuff with the people in the audience. And I'm the only one who raises my hand.
So you got made fun of.
So she was like, you? She's like, you're cute. Well, you know what? I love it when cute girls say that they got made fun of in high school. You know, it like makes it. And I'm like, I turned out okay. Like,
see, because she's like, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I was like.
So she didn't believe that you were made
fun of? No, I don't think she did. I don't think that she did, or she was like, she just imagined me at age here and like the same that I was in like junior high. I'm
right,
like,
right.
I right, was just disgust. A smaller version.
I was white and had brown hair.
You were white?
I was white and I had brown hair. And it was I went to a really big school
recipe
and everybody
disaster.
Got made fun of. That's why I just happily raised my hand because it was horrible, you know? So that was a shock to me.
She razzed.
I was like, I've never even thought about that. She's like, you're cute. I like it when cute girls said they get made fun of. And I'm like, what?
And you're like, thanks. No.
Sorry
I don't
for
like,
bringing it down.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, I was laughing at everything you said, bitch. And then bullied her.
And now, yeah, right. And now
she kind of bullied you
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, she kind of did.
So it ended up bringing back those memories of being made fun of, in essence. She's like, who got made
but
fun
reverse.
Of?
But
just you.
Right.
Remember right now. Remember how that was?
By me.
Yeah, no. So I didn't have any of these amazing dress code things where it's like the impossible dream of finding jeans that aren't blue. Yeah.
Well, you could wear khakis or dress
no,
pants.
No, that's not even a word, okay?
Khakis?
I don't even – I can't.
I am allergic to those. Cats and khakis.
That's great.
Cat and cat keys.
Yeah, and cat keys.
Cat keys. Yeah. Yeah.
So you saw socks with your buddies on friends party at 10.
What?
He was on the Red Sox.
Red Sox, yep.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, my friends definitely
right
had socks.
I thought you meant socks like that you wear on your feet. I was like, what does that mean?
We had to wear socks.
We had a
yes.
sick party where we like all put on
so,
like, dress
socks. So your friends
socks.
Would come over and give you socks. That's normal for a friend party.
Like, this is so much better than PJs for mom.
In the Laconia tradition, you bring a celebratory pair of socks. Season appropriate to the birthday party.
June socks.
Yeah.
You got June socks every year.
A lot of summer themed socks.
Yes. Day before solstice socks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have so many of them.
DBS.
Yeah.
Some of them like don't have the toes, so you can wear like open toed sandals with them. You know, like just to prevent slippage.
Do they do that?
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they really honestly do. I'm just thinking of socks I'd wear in the summer, and they all have to be weird and special to work with your summer shoes.
Yep. I actually just bought my first pair of weird summer socks.
Good. Uh-huh. Runway socks.
Runway socks?
Socks meant to be worn like visibly with shorts?
Invisibly.
Okay. So those aren't runway socks.
Yep. I don't know what that
runway
is.
Runway socks are socks you wear as like a vanity project to go with your shoes.
Oh, the big – yep.
Well,
so maybe like colors
big,
or like they got cool stripes. So it's like so if you have like some fancy shoes you want to show off and maybe your jeans don't go all the way, like cover your whole like foot where you can see some sock.
The socks.
You get like a really cool sock.
And that
know?
Like acts like an arrow to be like, check out my shoes.
Exactly.
So you could wear them with pants and then when you cross your legs, you have a cool looking sock
got it,
showing.
Got it.
But if you do rock them with shorts,
right.
Short pants,
right.
then they're their own part of the look.
I've never owned a order. Pair of socks that are like that. That would
they're great.
That
run
away.
That would
so you
qualify.
Just bought a pair of sockies that
yeah,
don't
like,
show.
Yeah, the H&M makes it's like.
Are you wearing them right now?
No, I'm not.
Damn
and that's
it.
Embarrassing. Because like,
I would be like, I bet they're hidden under those.
I know. Well,
red
you wouldn't
Converse.
Know. You
right.
Wouldn't know. Maybe
right.
I am.
So right. You bought a product that when you use, nobody will know you're using.
Yeah, but it saves.
Except his own
the,
foot.
Right, but it's hygienic, I feel.
It
like.
Is.
It's like,
yeah.
So your foot doesn't get sweaty
yep.
And smell up your shoes forever.
Right, and when you work in an office, it's bad because you're sitting there all day. So it's
yeah,
like
with your
just,
shoes off.
You got stinky. Yeah, right. You
yeah.
Just kick them off. So if it's,
what office do you work in again? I know where, but in what?
I work in the education department.
Okay.
So it's a department.
It's an academic
it's an
department.
Office department
yeah.
Mm.
For education.
Yeah.
So you were 10. What did you want to be?
Oh, wow. That was a good question.
Well,
we never got the answer.
Right. Cycle back. I wanted to play basketball for Duke University and then
forever
San Antonio Spurs because David Robinson was a Catholic.
Yes.
Was
he was
good,
very Christian.
A good role model.
He was.
He had a big old jolly head face.
What?
You had a what?
Big old jolly head slash face.
Yeah.
Texas was just so Bible-y.
I didn't even know. I feel like I didn't even know where San Antonio was. I just loved
it didn't
saying
matter.
It.
Yeah. I like the IO at the end. Were you tallish for your age?
No.
Did you play basketball?
Yep. Constantly.
When did you realize that you weren't going to be good enough to play for the San Antonio Spurs?
You know, I actually traded one ridiculous dream for another because I started playing guitar when I got into high school and was like, oh, I'm just going to make it music instead. So it was
instead of basketball?
So, yeah. Like, so instead of growing up and being like, oh, that's not a real thing, I was just like, oh, but this.
Right.
I can do this instead.
Yeah.
I have a question. Are you part of the Hot Dads group that plays basketball in the Salem Common? Because I'm really trying to get in on that.
Whoa, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Is there like a hot test?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I can't join. But there's definitely...
You're not a dad.
I know.
There's definitely like a
You took the hot test anyway, though, didn't you? Because you wanted to know.
Yeah, and I got through the last round, and they're like, and your kids' names? I was like, kids? I think I meant dad, like, dad! Like, are you dad or alive? And I'm like, I'm dad! And that was a whole big joke thing. I'm like,
you did it. You did it.
Exactly.
Good job.
I did!
Here's a drink.
So, yeah, I had to take
the
hot test.
That's just what I want to ask. There's a strain. That's the word I was groping for.
Yeah.
There's a strain of hot dad that plays, like, basketball in Salem Common, and they all just look cute and, like, you know, like, the families are there and stuff, and they're like...
I would play with some hot dads.
I'm like, I just take that turn, like, right turn to go home, like, around the common, and I'm like,
and you just keep going
dads.
In a circle.
Yeah. No,
and I come out of the car
bad.
And just cover the front dump, and I'm like, oh, what is it, Wednesday?
Hot dads.
Dump day?
Hot dads.
Instead of hump day,
it's
right?
Dumped, yep. Good.
Front hump.
I'm not into it, but when, like, they're playing sports and they're all like, you know, like mid to late 30s.
They're all like, we procreated and we're still shooting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing shit. So I know you're a basketball guy, so you're probably not bad then.
I probably was pretty good. Was a 3-point threat.
You're probably not bad.
Yeah, I know.
That's great.
You probably are not horrible.
That's more than I could say my expectations were.
We had an out-of-bounds play designed to set me up with a 3-pointer. In high school. But...
Or when you went to
Duke.
Were
you the 3-point...
Yeah, when I was at Duke.
Were you the 3-point guy on your team?
Yes.
That's awesome.
For a brief period.
You don't want
to... That's really difficult to do in high school.
You don't want to take it downtown.
Small gym.
You don't want to take it downtown. You were like,
was it not regulation size?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It was a Fisher Price hoop.
He's the one with a pin that adjusts the hoop.
Yeah. So you can bring it down to the jam.
Shot the ball back.
And
to
someone
you.
Was holding me
love
up.
That. Bank
on
shot
shoulders.
Basketball. Like the sides were bent in.
And they called it 3 points. It was great.
You just made a 6-point shot on a Yay. Crazy backboard.
I don't want to brag, but I was a 6-point shot guy on the team.
I was a 6-point shooter threat.
They had a play just for me to get 12 points and double it. So I could do what?
And the clock would fast forward. Right. It would be like to the end, and you're like shooting the last 3 points. I mean, 12 points.
We had this play that would fast forward the game clock
yeah.
the last second of the game.
Right. They set it up just for me.
That's it. I would... My 12-pointer would, like, actualize a time travel device.
It's like hitting 80 miles an hour.
And he clinches the win with the time travel physique. No, I don't know what it would be.
Twistle.
Time traveling.
And Duke's like, get Laconia high on the phone right now.
12 points, Brian Paris. Time traveling.
So it wasn't illegal to time travel.
I'm actually just telling you stories as if I was part of NBA Jam.
Right.
I would then do full court dunking after plugging in like left, 30. Right, A, B,
did you see Space Jam?
No.
Really?
Full court dunking that.
I never saw that either. We were just talking about Anthony.
Might be a half
I know.
Court dunk.
I love Space Jam. I'm thinking about doing Space Jam for Halloween this year.
It gets referenced a lot.
Does it?
On stage.
Yeah. It's like one
by
of
comedians.
Those nerd. Well, it's, yeah, but.
It's a nice.
I
want to
be the
exactly.
Bunny.
Cross-section of the
cultural capital. So, like,
big time. Jordan, Bill Murray, who I didn't realize.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, I don't know that. I think I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoons.
Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny, you know, like the heavy hitters.
Cultural capital.
And a lot of NBA stars.
Yeah, Shaq, I think, is in it. Before Shaq?
Spud Webb.
Ed's like.
Spud Webb.
You
yep.
should have
Patrick
seen
Ewing.
The stink eye.
Mookie
that
Blaylock.
Gave me.
I think
he is in it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mookie.
Bugs,
I think so.
Bugsy Mogues?
Oh, Mugsy Bogues.
Is he a basketball player?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's who's
he
in
is
it.
He is short.
Yeah, that's who's
I like him. Spud Webb.
Spud Webb was also short.
Not in it, though.
He was an NBA Jam, though.
I love how I love how we idolize those players, though, for being. It's like they're short and they can still play.
Yeah.
You know, God bless them. They're good.
Big time.
It's racist.
Well, when you see a short guy out there, it looks like a child.
It really does.
And it makes it that much more impressive.
Wait, which Spud Webb could dunk? Yes. Is he the one that could?
Big time. He won the dunk contest.
That's right. That's right.
The dunk dunk.
The dunk dunk.
He did the front dunk.
He did the dunk dunk. I like dunk dunk a lot. I think
the Humpty dunk.
You know, it's the 20th anniversary of The Sandlot.
Oh, my gosh. I feel old.
I know, right?
So you're going to say Salem's Lot.
Old.
No. It's a really, sad recap to read about, too. The, like, tour. Because, most of the cast, except for the main characters, are...
Benny the Jet.
Yeah, Benny and then the guy with the long hat with the fish on it. The main guy.
Yeah.
Like,
a long hat.
Remember the long bill?
That's yeah.
I never saw it.
What?
Such a good
cultural capital.
You know,
it's like the best sports movie.
See, he's getting mad at me for not seeing the movie.
They're showing it at Fenway Park.
Oh,
see,
that's
fun. It's really sad though, because it's like all these people that
what happened?
I don't think they really have a career.
No,
and they're doing this reunion tour. What did he do? He the Big Green.
The Big Green and a couple other things.
He went on to do another Overcome It,
Green.
Bad News Bears. You know.
It was the soccer movie.
Yeah, it was the same
idea. I didn't
same
see
idea.
That.
That was but the I same idea as the same
I saw Ben and Leigh Beckham. No, I didn't see that.
But that's supposed to be good. Wait, did I see it?
You had this dream where you were wearing boxers to school, and then you saw Ben and Leigh Beckham. I was like, that sounds dirty, but it isn't.
It isn't. I know. It does sound dirty.
That was their intention.
It's Brits.
I know, that came out when I was over there in
Britain,
a former British colony, not America.
I liked Sandlot a lot because we played a lot of baseball between houses, like, and...
I mean, like House Stark, House Lannister.
Right. Yeah.
I'm actually reading the books.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What? GOT, homie.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I just started the first book.
No,
I've not seen any of it.
Here.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And I've actually tried to stay away from hearing anything about it so that I can read the books and then watch it without any spoilers or
in pieces like that cat.
So I have no idea what's going on, but I am in like halfway through the first
book. You like took your contacts out, and you like put your glasses back on and you're like, nobody talk to me reading these seven books. You like
are there
like,
seven?
Revert. I don't know. You like revert
I
back
think
to
five,
like
at least. Is a
middle
one?
School Ed, where you don't want to like have any friends or do
Hold
anything.
Hold on, I wanted to have friends.
No. Not during GOT season.
Your glasses
season.
Beg to differ.
That's true. You know, it's extra embarrassing about that. I picked my glasses like the style based on one of the only other kids in my class who had glasses.
Oh,
so I was
gosh.
Like wearing the same glasses.
Oh,
as them.
That's your only reference point.
Yeah.
Thanks, I picked Mom mine based on the girl that I liked, which I feel like is maybe
the type that she had
equally as stupid.
Like to match hers, you mean?
Yeah, because it was like,
I think
when
that's
was
better.
That?
Yeah. I feel like it should be like, whoa.
This wasn't Karen.
He's got glasses.
It?
Like, it is Karen.
It was Karen?
Yeah, absolutely Karen.
What grade is that?
That was ninth grade.
Yeah.
Who's Karen?
He just said that's when he
that's who
when he got jumped
me.
Jumped and he wore the pajamas. It was like Karen.
Yep.
And I love that name.
Post Karen.
Karens are
Wait,
all
so
crazy.
You did end up dating her.
For
so
3 days.
It worked.
3 days.
3 days.
For 3 days and then you turned
then you,
into the
turned
sleeping
into
hermit.
Yeah.
Friggin', yep. Like,
and you got glasses based on her?
Before that, because I liked her for a long time.
So you got glasses to match her, then you dated her.
Yeah.
For three
the three best days of your life.
Three amazing days.
Other than
I
your
called
10th
her.
Birthday.
I called her on the third morning
the third
that we were
day.
Together.
This is so great.
In the morning
and
before
final
school
day.
And I told her, I said, I just want you to know that I woke up.
Smother.
And I had a reason to wake up today.
Smother. Smother.
And I got
my skin is crawling.
I got
right
a
now.
Note. Later, at the end of that school day.
Saying we should talk?
Cutting it off.
Or go to hell.
Let's just...
She was like, that call this morning was creepy?
Yep.
It's over?
It absolutely was creepy, but I meant every word of it.
I don't regret it.
I don't regret it.
I totally relate. I remember calling the girl I was like dating in sixth grade, quote unquote, my only girlfriend until senior year of middle school. No, And I remember the call just being like, she didn't say anything. It was like total. I would like say a couple sentences, then she'd be like, "Yep."
See, then, were you pouring your heart out?
No, I don't think so. I think it was sort
you
of.
You do have to.
I think it was. I would do that on paper to her.
Now what's going to be the equivalent of like to. Having to call the house and like maybe the parent is going to answer first, and you're going to have to ask if Karen's there.
It's going to you know, like, be.
What is that when everyone has their own phone?
It's going to be going to the house for something. Like
a cup of sugar,
which doesn't happen.
Come over to watch a movie or something like that.
Right.
And when you have to actually like call and like go in, the parents are going to be there. That's going
to
be.
But you won't get to stand out front and like false alarm it. You know, like it's like I would get like four numbers through and like hang up. You know, it's like you try to like work up the courage.
But, yeah. But that was working up the courage to potentially deal with a parent.
Well, just if so, I guess this is,
contact,
this is just like. The introvert at work, I guess, like someone might answer, I might have to talk to them. I might have to have some sort of transaction.
Well, I would run through potential dialogue to have with any who might answer.
Outlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if dad answers, we say this. If mom answers, we say this.
See,
No, I was like, I was way more confident with the parents than I was with the individual. Like dad or mom, I'll give them
my fear. My fear was
like,
always,
like, I love parents.
They're probably
like,
more talkative. It sounds
exactly.
Like.
I'm like, I don't know how to drink with them. My peers, I don't know.
My fear was always that it was going to be like an inquisition. Like, why are you? Why do you need to talk to my daughter?
Right. Kind exactly. Of. That was. It's crippling.
But there's never that kind of anyway. Question because they know. They know why.
They know.
They don't need to ask.
I mean, look at her. It's Karen.
Karen is hot stuff. All the boys are calling early in the morning to say
her glasses. Say, like,
to say it was a reason to wake up.
They're just
and her,
at like
and
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so it's man magnet. Like before school, you call her up just to say you were the reason
yeah,
I woke
why,
up.
You wake up her
that's
unemployed
the weird
dad.
Detail is why did I call in the morning?
Because you're
school.
Fresh in the morning, yep. And you're like, I have the confidence. I'm sleepy.
I've
and
never
I'm
had that
about
much confidence.
Her, and I'm like, I'm just gonna. It's like working out. It's like just wake up and just do it. You're half asleep and you get it done with. And you're like, oh, I just really needed to like get that off my chest.
I think it's because like, he knew that it was the end of this the approaching end. So fast. He's like, I gotta
it's
get
shelf
like,
life.
I gotta snatch it in the morning.
He's out the last few moments.
Exactly.
We peaked the day before because we held hands in chapel, so I knew it was downhill. From there.
I won't be
and
able to tell her
and
that.
She wasn't into it? Or what do you mean that it was downhill from holding
well,
hands?
No, that
usually
was just,
it's uphill.
I know it should have been.
As hot as it got.
Yeah. Not with Karen.
I mean downhill,
Karen.
Like coasting. Not uphill, like more difficult. Shoot. I'm sorry.
Now I don't know if
Did
I
you have any
go
other girlfriends?
Uphill or downhill.
Right. I know. Neither. I'm like, why does that even work as a metaphor?
Any other
uphill
girlfriends?
Uphill is like the roller coaster. There's not work going uphill. I don't
but he said it was all downhill from
but
there.
What about
well, that's what they say. It's all downhill.
It's all
peak, like a
wrapping
peak
up.
Moment. Like you're at the peak.
If it's all downhill from here, that means it's easy. If it said if he said it went downhill, that means it's bad.
No,
it's like a
yeah. No, you're right.
That's it's what like I took slick. From you in context, and then I
all
this
downhill
is an audio podcast.
All downhill doesn't mean it's going to be easy now.
It's all
yeah, it is. It's all downhill from here.
No, it means like we just had the best time. Now there's only crappy stuff to follow.
No. All the easy stuff is
we
right.
don't have to work.
We just did
yeah.
all the.
We climbed
we
the mountain.
Okay, yeah.
We front dumped. Yeah. Now the refractory period, which is easy.
Right.
We must rebuild.
We did the work to get up here. Now it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
But there's also the right.
but
like,
there's
everything
also
is bad
downhill.
From here on
right.
out, and it's
yeah.
all downhill.
See,
I think that's the more common usage.
No, that
no, they're
downhill.
Equally common.
Yeah.
It's all good downhill from here. Like a mud slick.
But a
no,
good one.
Like that's, a roller coaster.
Mud slick would be a bad one.
I mean, like, slick
mud slick
think,
is
like,
a bad one.
That is a bad one.
You don't want a downhill mudslide.
We're confused
no.
about the downhill, and
you're
now we're confused
flail.
About the mudslide. We're like, wait, what does this mean?
It's all mudslide.
What if it's like
here.
A mud slip and slide? Then it's like, awesome, it's a mudslide downhill.
No, it's dangerous.
But there's rocks.
I cleared them out.
No, you're on a mountain going downhill in mud. That's bad.
Which is good if you just rode up the other side of the mountain, but it's bad if you didn't want to go down the hill.
Because if there's
yourself.
Still places to go when you're going up, that means like I'm gonna just gonna keep getting better and better.
So that's not what uphill means.
No.
Uphill, we're
uphill, like uphill battle.
Gotta, That just, I mean, you have a good work ethic then, I think, if that's your view. I'm just going to keep climbing and burning. My thighs are burning, but that means I'm doing the right thing. I don't care that I'm never going to. That's like, that's the Sisyphus myth, right? You're just going to keep pushing the rock.
Yeah, that's no, all
that's
uphill.
That's all uphill. It's an uphill battle.
If you've already reached the peak and everything else is downhill from there.
That's
that
good.
Means, no, it means like you've had the best time you possibly could have.
That's what I thought he was now, saying.
No,
that's it's all downhill from here. No, that's
that it went downhill.
That's it, like, went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Like, no, what?
it went south. It's the same idea.
See, but that as far as
I feel like we're making this more scenario. Confusing.
Oh yeah, we're just
somebody shoot a 12-pointer and hit the time travel.
Wrap this game up.
Did you have any other girlfriends in high school?
Other than Karen.
Wait, Karen was high school?
Karen was high school.
She just barely eked in.
Okay.
Yeah, two others.
Just under the buzzer, to use his favorite sports metaphor.
Just under the buzzer, yeah.
It's all uphill from this buzzer hill.
Town. Wait, no, three. Like, three others. Wow.
Three of the girlfriends?
That actually makes me feel better.
Slore.
Because there was...
It's a sloth. That's a whore. Uh-huh. Slore.
It's a sloth. So it's like a slow whore.
Yeah.
Slower.
It's like when given
one
the chance.
Year, one per year.
You know, yeah, right.
Right.
Infrequently, right. You will.
It's like the Sisyphus myth about that sloth is a slow whore.
Yeah, because then it goes all downhill.
Sisyphus.
Slothophus. Good. So four girlfriends, 4 years. One.
Did they all last about 3 days?
One was a week.
Okay.
The other was 3 months, and the other was 3 months. I like couldn't break.
Yeah.
That 3 month barrier, that was like a big milestone.
Yeah.
But the.
That's a trimester, my man.
That is. It was almost an English school year between all the girlfriends I had.
And you loved British pop so much?
I did. I was in a Christian British pop band.
What were you called?
I'm hesitating. Oxygen.
That's so not a now bad name.
Because you can't live without it.
You know why? You can't. In fact, the name of the record was You've Got to Breathe. Dot, dot, dot.
That's
Wait,
geez.
Did you come up with Oxygen the name of the album?
I didn't come up with any of it. That's why I can even say it now.
I think Ryan's band also had three dots in their album name in high school. Ryan Heidorn.
Oh, the...
Not after...
Pre-after.
Against the Sky.
That's right.
That was his band.
Dot, dot, dot.
Also ATS.
No, the name, the album title had a dot, dot, dot.
Did you start your own solo group after the Britpop band?
I didn't.
That's what I thought.
Oasis.
That's what I'm thinking of.
The actual Britpop band.
I idolized them. I was the only one. I got made fun of for that a lot, liking Oasis.
I loved Oasis.
They got some pretty...
I hated Dave Matthews and I loved Oasis.
I hated Dave Matthews.
I'm with you.
They got some pretty...
I'm still with you. I'm still there.
Still there,
this
too.
Is good. This is a lot of healing tonight for the 10-ish wounds.
Clan.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it there.
Yeah, let's call it. I would love to have...
this
is, by the
moment.
Way, this is Brian Paris, everybody.
Yeah. We'll throw an intro in.
Yeah, we're
gosh. Yeah. Well,
but no, it's good to remind everybody.
I was like, we never even said
Once
who this
again.
Person was. But I'd love to have Brian on some other time.
Absolutely.
And yes.
Talk about his work and
surf.
Creativity.
Talk
and
about the years after 10.
All these other things that I've known him to do that we didn't even... Dump.
Yeah, right. We didn't dump. We haven't peaked, I don't think.
No, we haven't peaked.
Not at all.
It's not
whether
downhill
will be negative or positive, we still don't know.
We don't know. We have to keep going.
It's both uphill and downhill from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever is positive.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. This is the Brain Fox Podcast. You can hear more at itsbrainfox.com. Send us an email at itsbrainfox@gmail.com. And for the last word, we'll go to Brett.
Spurs.